Welcome to Inside MTV Siesta Key. I'm Laura Finaldi.
And I am Anna Bryson.
Welcome back, you guys. Another fantastic week of Siesta Key.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Because really, there's one goal that we have today, and it's to talk about what we learned from our little field trip to Crescent Club on Friday night.
Guys, it couldn't have been better timing with this episode. We didn't even know it was going to be about Crescent Club. And you guys know I'm always trying to get Laura to go with me, and she's always like, oh, no, not tonight. Anyway, I finally got her to go there, and man, do we have some stuff to tell you.
Yeah, it was great timing. And some of you may have seen, we posted on Facebook that we went. Yeah. So do you want to start us off with this tea? Or because I know you're so excited, but I can do it if you want.
All right. So I'll start out. I'll start out. So they've been building up to this all season. Oh, Chloe and Alex managing the bar at Crescent Club. Oh, my goodness. So in one of the past episodes, they were talking about, oh, raising the mojito prices and doing this and that. And we go in there. And so we go in, I order a mojito, and the girl kind of laughs, and she's like, we don't have mints. Like, this isn't a real fancy place.
She literally said that. She was very nice. She was like, oh, this just isn't a fancy place.
Man. Okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
No. You're good.
But, so she said it wasn't a fancy place, and then what happened?
And then...
Well, we ordered, like, what did we order? Vodka Red Bulls or something? Yeah. And it didn't look any different than last time we were there.
Nope. Nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm. So then, do you want to tell them about our sources?
We're not going to reveal our sources. Mm-mm. But after that, we were obviously pretty suspicious. And so we did some investigating. We have it on very good authority. Trust us on this one, that Chloe and Alex don't actually manage the bar, and they're not so I guess they go in there every once in a while, but they really have nothing to do with the operations of that bar.
Yep.
Which, and I mean, Laura made fun of me because I was kind of shook by that. She's like, Anna, it's a reality TV show. I mean, what do you expect? But I don't know, I kind of thought maybe they actually were.
The most egregious thing was the idea that they talked about specifically raising the mojito prices, and they don't even have mojitos.
Like, do they not think that anybody in this area watches the show? Or
I don't think they really care.
Yeah,
it's like the little anecdote that I dropped at the beginning of the season. I don't know if you remember me saying this, but the thing about how someone told me that they wanted to stage an acting class at like a space in Sarasota. Like, this person that I know is involved in, like, you know, the arts or something. And apparently the show wanted to stage, like, an acting class.
Ooh.
Like, a fake acting class for Madison. So, and just, it's so funny, you guys, because as Anna and I were watching this episode, just the Crescent Club plot line, it was just
so funny.
It was too much. It was so funny.
And those little things they had that say, like, specialty cocktails. Give me a break.
Kept pointing to them.
I also ordered a pickleback, and they didn't even have pickle juice.
Yep, they didn't have pickle juice.
So we drank whiskey.
Lemon drops, right?
And that.
And lemon drops and whiskey.
Vodka cream.
The whiskey, God.
It was bad.
Yeah, I think it was just Jameson, right?
Yeah, that was just me. I wasn't handling it well.
Just wasn't in the mood. It was.
But it was exactly the same. It was just kind of like crusty old men.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No offense to any crusty old men who might be listening.
Yeah, love you guys.
Yeah, and like people were, it was like just a lot of, we were definitely the youngest people there by like at least 30 years, maybe even 40 years.
Maybe even 100 years.
Maybe 100 years, who knows? But everyone was it's a dive bar. Everyone's just having a great time. People were dancing, not well, I may add. And there's also no dance floor.
Smoking. Oh, we got in a fight. Should I bring that up?
Yeah, tell it.
So,
oh my God, this is the best part.
I was very upset. So Laura and I were there with our friend, and then Laura like had to go home to take care of Linus.
Who's here, by the way?
He is here.
Sorry, I didn't try.
Linus, do you want to say anything?
He's asleep.
Okay. So anyway, we were about to leave, and we were all looking at our phones to get the Uber. We'd been there for, like, probably 3 hours, and then this woman comes up to us just out of nowhere, and she looks at us and says, it's just really sad. And we're like, what? And she's like, you guys come out to a bar and you're just all on your phones. I feel bad for you. Like, first of all, I feel bad for you. I don't want to say anything mean about her, but just like, you're so concerned with our lives. And first of all, we weren't even on our phone the whole time. We were just literally getting the Uber. She looks over for a second and she like, oh my God, it's just like such an okay boomer moment.
I know.
Like this old ass lady just wants to like start beef with us.
We were getting tired. I was getting tired and I had to go get Linus and you were calling me an Uber and it was just, and the thing is, she's lucky that I didn't hear her say that.
Oh, because Laura fights people.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, because I don't remember where I was. I think I was like in the bathroom. Maybe I was closing my tab, but then you told me what she said. And at the end, I considered saying something to her, but I didn't because I was like, it's not worth it. But yeah,
I feel bad for her.
She's lucky that I didn't.
God.
I would have loved
to. I'm still mad. I'm still
mad. Eviscerate her. Oh my God. I don't know. I just can't help myself sometimes, you guys. Sometimes I'm just itching for a fight. So funny. But that was weird. But whatever. People are going to. It's. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, other than that, that's basically the big news of the week, just the Crescent Club stuff. But it's pretty big news.
It's all fake.
It's all a ruse.
I wonder what else is fake.
Probably a lot. I mean, just the other thing is that the hotel is in this episode, the Sarasota Modern. If you guys saw the outside shot of a hotel where it just says the and then a blank, that's the Modern. They have a very specific aesthetic. You know, when we went last week, remember how I was like walking you through?
Yeah.
And I was like, so what do you think, Anna? Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? So that's that hotel, and we're actually recording this on Tuesday because Anna's going to California for a couple days starting Wednesday. But yeah, so maybe we'll be able to go later, but I don't know if we will, to the watch party. I don't know.
Oh, tonight?
I don't know if we'll be able to.
I have a school board.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I'd like to go.
You
for
can
once.
Go.
I know, but who am I going to go with?
You can go with Harry.
I guess, hey, Harry. Yeah, that's true. It's more fun with you, but... Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so I guess we should just get into the episode. We'll have more thoughts on the Crescent Club stuff as it comes out. And just basically the beginning, it's just Juliet and Kelsey and Kelly, and then cuts back to Alex and Alyssa talking about the texts and all the Juliet-Alex drama. Juliet's in her bed eating pizza. Have you seen that picture of her on Instagram eating pizza in her bed?
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's from the same day?
I think so. Yeah. I think they were promoting it. Do you think Juliet actually sits in her bed and eats pizza when she's hungover? I mean, does everyone do that or is it just me?
I've never ordered a pizza in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if she ever did, she would definitely be like posting it.
Yeah.
She definitely doesn't do it a lot.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah. So, you know, they're just, Kelsey's basically saying you can't keep being violent. And Alex tells Alyssa that it's nothing and that he's moved on, which we find out later is not true. But the best scene at the beginning, this one, is the one with Jared and his mom eating lunch at the Fountain Kitchen and Wine Bar, which is in Burns Court here in Sarasota. I haven't been, but we'll have to add that to our list.
Where is that?
So, do you know where Pineapple Avenue is?
By the roundabout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's basically, like, where Pineapple and Orange intersect, basically, is the fountain. It's, like, at the V part of the road.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've never been, but I'm pretty sure it's Italian, and, I mean, it's a wine bar, so we should definitely go. So,
your people.
Yeah, my people.
I brought Laura to an Italian festival this week.
Yes, she was covering the Venice.
She's Italian, by the way.
Yeah, in case you couldn't tell by the last name. The Venice Italian Festival. And I was like, well, I can't not go. So I went and I got spectacularly wine drunk. But it wasn't really... In the middle of the day. But it wasn't really Italian. It was more like a carnival. But I still ate a lot of pasta. It was great. So they're talking about... basically how Jessica is coming to town. And Jared's mom is not happy about this at all. She does not like Jessica. And Jared talks about his 21st birthday and how that was his second date with Jessica. And that she tried to take him home, but his mom said no.
Jessica's a slut.
Apparently.
I did not like that.
No.
You can't. I mean, come on. No. This is the year 2020. You can't be slut shaming. Come mm-hmm. on.
We're reclaiming the word slut.
Yeah, I love the word slut, but not to be used in a negative way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like a, I mean, I only use it when I'm texting you. Because it's like kind of one of her names in my phone. She has many names in my phone. It's not just slut. It's cool slut. TMI. But, yeah, so it looks like Jerry's mom does not like Jessica. And she says, I hope you're smart enough to not go back. How can you forgive a girl that cheated on you when you were deployed? And the mom says, you have nothing in common besides drinking.
Yeah, I felt kind of weird. Or not weird, but I guess I felt like I was kind of prying this episode, just hearing about Jared's drinking issues.
Yeah, I think that
And then seeing them drink a lot and her being like the next morning, oh, I think I'm still drunk. Haha.
Yeah. And then they just start drinking mimosas immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then later on, they talk about how sad they are, or how sad he is, you know, mm-hmm. how depressed he is. So it gets dark at certain points. Then we get some stuff with Garrett and Brandon, and Garrett talking about how Brandon and Amanda should really give it a try. And then you get Chloe and Amanda drinking what appeared to be margaritas at that pool.
I was wondering what they were drinking. It looked like water.
It could have been water. Maybe it was water.
In a fancy glasses.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I used to drink cranberry juice in wine glasses.
Aww.
Yeah, doesn't that explain a lot about me? It's like I need to be fancy at all times. I really don't think Brandon messed up that bad by going to Robbie's party. I think that Amanda's just looking for an excuse to not date Brandon, honestly.
Yeah, and she's been, like, messing up on both sides. I mean, pick one. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, it's one thing to date more than one person. It's another thing to date more than two people that are kind of in the same friend group.
Yeah, but also two guys who really care about her.
You think JJ really cares about her?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they dated for years before. I feel like they both want to be exclusive with her.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, haha, whatever.
Yeah. I know. I think Brandon is a little delusional about it. You know, the fact, because later.
Well, but I feel like Brandon doesn't know that she was making out with JJ at White Buffalo last time. Because they talked about it the next day, she was like, oh, we haven't, like, hooked up. But she didn't say that they were making out behind the bar.
Right, but don't you think that he saw them making out in Alex's pool?
Oh, yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He had to have seen that. I don't know. It's weird. But, like, why would he still want to date her after that? I don't know. It's like he's holding on to something. Like, he's trying to hold Amanda, like, I'm, like, clenching my fists right now, kind of. Like, he's trying to grab onto her. And it's doing, like, a rock-on sort of thing. Like, she's, like a Jesus, like a blessing of the First Communion, like, raising her hands up and, like, closing her eyes. And
no, I keep saying this. We really need to have this podcast be a video.
It would work so much more. The context would be easier. But, yeah, I mean, they're talking about and then at one point, Chloe and Amanda talk about Alex and Alyssa and Juliet and how, you know, they don't really believe her, that she's been talking to Alex on the phone, which is ridiculous. Like, and Amanda says something like,
so fake, dude.
Yeah, they really are.
They're like,
especially Amanda.
And they're friends with her. And then they're saying all this stuff, like acting like she's making it up.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Do you think, I mean, obviously Chloe, the other thing is Chloe was really annoying the hell out of us this episode.
Yeah.
But I feel like Amanda's a little faker almost, because Chloe's so brazenly just obviously trying to start shit, whereas Amanda will just talk shit I keep saying the S word. Oops. Amanda will just will just talk crap about Juliet, but then like the next day just like hug her and be like, be my friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But so then we see Jared and Jessica having dinner. I couldn't tell where they were. Somewhere on the water. Somewhere like romantic. He orders rosé. They were married for a year and a half. She came to visit him from California. And he got her flowers.
Maybe I'll see her this week.
Oh, maybe. I wonder in California she lives.
Such a small state. I'm sure I'll run into
her. Yeah, right. Do you think... part of me is just like... I'm sure she really cares about Jared, but... Isn't it just so convenient that he's on this show now and she can just make an appearance?
Oh, do you think that's it?
I think so. I think anybody that is involved with any of these cast members, that's definitely at least some of the motivation. Except for Ish, of course, because he's already, like, yeah. inside
well,
baseball.
I feel like if one of my exes was on a reality TV
show... Oh, you would totally reach
out. I'd be like, hey, so, like, what happens between us? By the way, are there cameras here?
You'd be like, hey, baby. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I'd probably stay far away because I'd be like, they're going to try to make me look bad. But then again...
No, I would totally do that. But before I did it, I would tell my boyfriend, like, don't worry. Like, this is all fake. I just want to be on TV. And he'd be like, okay, Anna, I totally
do you think
it.
He would? Do you think he'd be like, yeah, I think he probably would.
Well, I don't know. Now that I think about it...
I don't think he would like it.
Yeah. Well... Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. when the opportunity presents itself, which it totally will. I don't know. Maybe if I honestly feel like if I was to go on one of these shows, like as one of those ancillary characters, I'd be like, I need to get my hair done. I need to get like a spray tan. I need to fix everything like on my face or whatever. But yeah. So, her mom apparently also told her it was a bad idea to go see Jared and. She says, her mom says, don't drink. And then her wine immediately shows up as soon as she says that. And they're drinking. And she says she's older and wiser. And she seems to think that Jared is getting around quite a bit. Which we know is not true.
Funny. I mean, he could be off screen with, like, normal people.
Don't you think? Yeah, I guess.
He kind of looks like he's not getting any.
I don't think he's getting any. He's kind of acting like he's not acting getting like he's any. Not. Is there anyone on this show that has BDE? No. Not Alex. Not Garrett. Not Brandon. Maybe a little JJ. A little, but not like overwhelmingly so.
No.
I was going to say not Robbie, and then I just realized there was no Robbie on this episode.
Yay!
No Robbie. Well, there was more Alex, so less Robbie.
Give and take.
Yeah. So any opinions on the BDE? No one?
I don't know.
I can't think of anybody.
I feel like maybe Brandon a little bit.
No, not after this episode. He kind of looked like he was just being annoying.
Yeah. I do have to say I'm liking Jared a little bit more after this episode.
Me too. I liked him last season because there was a similar episode to this one. So now I'm kind of remembering why I like him again. So, yeah, he says that he went for one girl and she left him for a loser from L.A. I thought at first he was talking about Madison, but I'm pretty sure he was talking about Kelsey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Jake. So we get a little glimpse of Chloe and Alex getting the bar ready for Crescent Club.
Okay, and something from this scene, Chloe's talking about how she quit real estate so she could do this. Okay, so this is fake, and she quit real estate, so what is she doing?
She's doing the show.
Focusing really hard on Siesta King.
It's funny, though, because they don't actually need jobs. I'm sure they're making plenty of money. That plus, like, whatever influencer money comes in. Like, Madison doesn't... She majored in engineering or math or something. She's not working in engineering. She's, like, in
LA. She went to Pineview.
Yes.
It's, by the way, it's a gifted school in Sarasota.
Yes, and she went to SMU. That's a good college. But she's acting in LA, and she's, I think, just doing the show. I think that's what Juliet's doing, too. I don't know. I have to stake out Blend, but I haven't seen her working there. So, yeah. So, Juliet... Chloe reveals that Juliet wants to meet up and talk with her. They're going to have lunch. Alex calls Juliet delusional, and Chloe goes, she has no reason to think that you still love her, right? And this is just... See, Chloe was annoying me because she's the one that's bringing up all this stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. She gets more annoying as the episode goes on. So then, Daiquiri Deck.
Daiquiri Deck. Woo! I was there this weekend. It is in the Siesta Key Village. It's like 10 minutes away from Crescent Club.
Yeah. Wait, when did you go there? Oh, you went there? Okay, after Crescent Club.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because I went home because I had to take care of Linus. But yeah, it's this place. It's a local restaurant. They have, I think, 3 or 4 locations. I wrote about a new one that they're opening on Bradenton Beach. And they basically have, like, slushy machines.
Like, giant slushy machines.
You saw a little bit of it in the episode, but... And they'll give you a little... Did you get the rum floater when you went?
No.
Oh, it's like a test tube full of extra rum, and they stick it in your daiquiri.
Oh.
And you can pour the extra rum on top of it.
Nice. I got a pina colada, but it was so cold out, so then after that, I drank picklebacks.
Oh, I forgot it was so cold that night.
Yeah.
It was freezing. Jeez. Yeah, that place is awesome. Now I want to go to Daiquiri Deck. I went there, like, a few months ago for lunch with... someone that we both know, but it was like it was good. I'll tell you.
I'm like
later.
Laura, whisper it to me. They're not listening.
But it's. I kind of want to go back and get myself a strawberry daiquiri or something. So this is when the crew meets Jessica and Amanda cheers to divorces.
They were being so mean to her.
They were being mean.
Like she cheated on him. Okay, maybe she's a bad person, but they were ganging up on her so bad.
Well, Chloe literally said he left you with the wolves. What the hell? What was that?
Chloe's, she's so annoying.
It's not like, first of all, it's not like Chloe and Jared are best friends. It's not like she's like screening out Jared's ex-wife because she cares so much about Jared. No, they're just being nosy. And they're telling her about all this PTSD stuff, which is none of their business to be telling her.
That was messed up.
Yeah. And then they're like, has he told you about Kelsey at all? She's not nice. Like, what is there to tell?
They didn't even date.
No.
Like,
I don't even think they slept together.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, I guess we don't know. They wouldn't tell us that probably. And Jared describes Jessica to the guys as a girl version of him, but not as funny or cool. And then I think one of them mentions that they still hook up. And yeah. So it's pretty...
And while they're being mean to her, I appreciate Madison, though. I love Madison. I think she's my favorite.
Yeah.
Her face was just like, why are you guys doing this to her? She looked uncomfortable by it.
Yeah, I know. Madison is the best. She really is. She's like, what is happening? I don't want to be part of this. I'm not a wolf. So then we get Juliet and Chloe having lunch at Lemon Tree, which is the second time they've shown Lemon Tree. The first time was Juliet and Courtney having lunch there. Juliet gives her a new pair of sunglasses.
Okay, so the whole sunglasses thing is so stupid.
So dumb.
Okay, Juliet broke Chloe's sunglasses, but it's like every other scene, there's like a... like. In the beginning of this episode, there's a dramatic shot of the sunglasses on the floor.
I know.
Like,
if there's a theme, like a, I would say like a B or C story for this season so far, it is conflict surrounding inanimate objects. First Amanda's phone, now Chloe's sunglasses, then Alyssa's bathing suit. Just keeps going. So I think, and Juliet says so much in her voiceover, she's basically... she's so conniving. She really is. She's setting up this lunch, giving the sunglasses, because she's working Chloe as a link to get herself back into the friend group. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally says that. She's like, she needs Chloe's approval to, like, be invited back into the group.
Yeah.
So she proves that that she is not lying about the 6-hour phone call with Alex. And, yeah.
Okay, it's funny that Chloe was, like, fact-checking her, you know, acting like freaking Politico or something. Like, let me see. Oh, okay.
Fact-check.
You know, the thing, is that Politico that does thing with, like, the pants on fire?
It is. And the Washington Post, too. Like, 5 Pinocchios from the Washington Post. I always find it funny whenever they run those headlines, like, Trump has lied this many times. It's like... okay.
That's like Chloe's writing these articles.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's proved her point. And so Chloe invites Juliet to the Crescent Club party.
Grand's reopening. My ass.
And she says, Juliet, don't make a scene. So then we get Jared and Jessica waking up at the Modern, and they need to rally. And apparently she made him sleep on the couch. And they talk a little bit about Kelsey, and then a little bit about how she didn't know about the PTSD stuff. And he says he has nightmares and depression, and that he ran out of money and he's depressed because he lives with his parents. I mean, geez, that's a lot.
Okay, I feel like Jessica was being rude.
You think?
Yes. So,
are you sure that's not just her face?
No, I think she was not, like, being considerate with everything. And she said, she was just kind of defensive about it. She's like, oh, well, it's weird you never told me you have PTSD.
Yeah, he doesn't have to tell her that.
And also, she was talking about it. She's like, well, what's been making you sad? It's like being sad and being depressed are not the same thing.
Yeah, that was one thing.
Like, she's trying to downplay it, and that's not cool.
I don't think she understands what depression is, because she said, is it about me? Are you depressed about me? It's like, that's not, I mean, sure, I think from what I've read online about depression, I'm not like a medical professional, but, you know, a lot of stress can trigger it for sure. But it's a chemical imbalance in your brain. So yeah. It's not just something made you sad and you're sad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's saying that nobody wants to date a divorced dude. And she says, you know, she's sorry. And they had a lot of tough times, but it doesn't have to be for the worst. And I mean, they're both talking about getting their lives together, and I said to you, how bad can their lives be? They're waking up the Sarasota Modern. Can't be that bad.
But also, what is this thing about who wants to date divorced dudes? I mean, come on, who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a bad thing. It's who you fall in love with, right? As long as they don't have an overly close relationship with their ex. But I guess she lives in California, so whatever. But it's, I mean, as long as they're moved on, then it's fine.
Yeah, it'd be like that. Everyone gets divorced.
Yeah, I've been divorced a couple times. No, just kidding. I haven't. But yeah, so then we get the Crescent Club scene.
It's the start of something really big, Chloe said.
Yes, it truly
is. Man, I just can't get over this.
The start of a huge lie. So then we see the flashing of like a cocktail list, which I laughed. I pointed. I was like, what the hell? So Brandon and Amanda arrive. This is a long, like, I feel like it, the whole scene at Crescent Club was a lot of this episode.
Yeah.
So Brandon and Amanda arrive. JJ arrives. Alex tells JJ that Amanda walked in with Brandon. And I'm thinking, why aren't Alex and Chloe behind the bar? What are they doing? I thought they were bartending,
Chloe.
Oh,
guys. Okay. So I was on Instagram last night, and I saw, I think it was on the Siesta Key page. Apparently, so I saw some people saying, like, oh, I went in there, and, like, bartenders said that Chloe and Alex don't actually work there and all this stuff. And then somebody said that Chloe was commenting back saying, like, whoever said that, I'm going to get that bartender fired and all this stuff.
What?
And apparently she deleted it. I didn't see screenshots, but I feel like Chloe would totally do that.
Just to clarify, like, Gary actually does own the Crescent
Club.
Yeah. He does. But
it's Alex's dad.
But Chloe, from our solid intel, does not actually work there. Or at least she's not running it. I mean, they filmed scenes there, but that's it. So it's fine. Guys, go to Crescent Club. I mean, not to like, I'm not trying to boost their business. They don't advertise, but just go check it out if you're ever in town. It's definitely worth a visit, but you'll see it's not like a cocktail list type place. So, yeah. So Brandon tells Madison he's getting played, and Madison basically agrees. JJ tells Amanda he doesn't want to be anyone's side piece, and she doesn't want to be anyone's side piece, and he says, well, what are you going to do about it? And Brandon decides it's a good idea to talk with JJ, because really the thing to do is duke it out man to man. Yeah, that's what needs to happen. Amanda shouldn't have any autonomy or any ability to make her own decisions. Whatever. So Chloe Oh, Chloe goes to Alex. I didn't want to have to bring this up here, but Juliet is coming. Yeah, okay, Chloe.
Oh, you don't want to bring it up here, then why are you doing it?
Yeah, and she's seeing the proof of the conversation. And Alex is like trying to, and the speed at which he lies is really astounding. He's like, I've spent a lot of time calming her down. And Chloe's like, you need to stop talking to Juliet if you care about Alyssa. You need to tell Alyssa. So basically, this is when Alex goes into damage control mode and pulls Alyssa aside. Do you have comments on this, Anna? The Alyssa and Alex exchange?
So, like, I guess I'm glad Alex brought it up, but he only brought it up because he was basically forced to. And then they have this conversation, he's apologizes, and she's like, oh, it's okay. Like, yeah. I accept your apology. What the hell? Why would she accept that?
I don't know, but she did give it to him, like,
yeah.
She did give it
she
to him
good. She
did
stand up for herself, but then she's like, okay, we're fine.
Yeah, well, she said it's got to stop, basically. And she says, I mean, why am I just hearing about this now? And she knows he's just doing it because he's trying to have damage control. And she says, we'll see how everything goes. I can't believe she would just forgive him like that, but okay. And she's like, communication and honesty is important to me. I'm like, why are you dating Alex? Because obviously he's not an honest guy. I mean, she should know that. She knows him really well. So then Brandon and JJ have their little conversation. Brandon says, what are your intentions? Why is it any of your business, Brandon? Are you Amanda? No. JJ says he's going to pursue her. She's been his girl since day one. And Amanda's like, can hear them talking. And she goes, I'm no one's girl. And they're all saying they're going to do what they want to do. And Amanda goes, I don't belong to either of you. And Brandon's like, I'm not going to do this. And Amanda's like, then don't. So hopefully that's over. Like, for good. Yeah, so, and then, oh god, this is the best. The totally phony Chloe and Alyssa hugging. Chloe being like, Alyssa, I love you. I love you.
Gross.
Kind of starting to believe what Alex said a couple seasons back about Chloe kind of having a thing for him.
Kinda.
Yeah, so you think that's true?
Obviously she's in love with him.
Why, though? Why is everyone in love with him?
No idea.
Do you think that we would fall in love with him if we met him?
No!
But I'm
That's
just
so
saying.
Offensive.
Well, I mean, they're all in love with him, Anna. Like, what, are we missing something?
It's probably just his money. He's obviously a terrible person.
But, I mean, I guess money is good to a certain extent. Like, we could go out to dinner all the time, but then I start complaining about how I'm gaining weight because we're going out to dinner all the time. I don't know. I just don't understand what the appeal is. But so then Juliet walks up. She apologizes, hands Alyssa a bag of a new bathing suit, which Chloe then proceeds to break right away.
Okay, that was so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, why is Chloe such a... I don't know.
Why is she
I'm
involved?
Not gonna say
it. Why is she involved?
But it's like, that was so stupid. She's like, oh, how did she break it? And then breaks it.
I know.
Like, just go away, Chloe. Just go away.
Yeah, I know. I just wish she would do her own thing. Like, I don't know.
Like,
talk
find
to someone
some drama
else.
Of your own.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You know, just stop getting in other people's drama.
Yeah, like, ugh. I wish her boyfriend was on the show. But maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's not dramatic enough.
Oh, also, while we're talking shit about Chloe, I've seen her on, I guess it's Twitter. She's been on Twitter lately, like, if you don't know me in real life, like, don't talk shit about me, blah, blah, blah. Because obviously, with this show, everybody's going to talk shit about her.
Yeah.
And she's super obsessed with how other people perceive her, even just people who watch the show. It's like, if you don't want people to talk shit about you, then why are you on a reality TV show? And she's always, like, commenting back to people on Instagram. It's kind of embarrassing.
But she goes out of her way to be a character on this show.
Yeah, and then she's mad that people are going to comment on it.
Are we just supposed to pretend, like, all the drama is organic and not, like, started or, like, encouraged by Chloe, and we're not supposed to criticize her because of that?
Like, she literally fights random people on Instagram, like, well, I'm on a reality TV show and you're not. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, so what? Great. Oh, congratulations. By the way, we're equal opportunity criticizers over here. Like, it's not just... Chloe does something that annoys us. We're going to say it. I mean, I know there's a lot of mean stuff out there. I've seen a lot of really mean stuff said about a lot of these different cast members, which is not necessary, but, like, it's totally fair to criticize Chloe about her actions mm-hmm. on the show. Because, yeah, okay, maybe we don't know you, Chloe, but guess what? We get the show. And if you want us to buy that the show is real and authentic, which obviously we know that large parts of it are not, then, like, are you just going to pretend, like, it's all fake? Like, that's not you. That's not your personality either. You're just acting. Like, I don't know. Just doesn't make sense to me. Then we get a lovely scene of Kelsey and Jake rolling up and Jared and Jessica showing up. And Juliet, who's like literally the evil queen of my dreams, like, she's like, so you're the ex-wife. Why did you guys break up? Is it weird being around all the girls you hooked up with? Like, Juliet, oh my goodness. My goodness. Like, this is, I feel like that's, I don't know. I know I don't know Juliet again. Just see what we see on the show. But this is not normal conversation topics.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. So Kelsey comes over and it's awkward.
Yep.
She's rude to Jessica. Jessica's rude to her. She says, it's not emotional seeing your ex-husband. Was it even real?
It's like, shut up, Kelsey. You didn't even like Jared. Like, why are you pressed about this?
That can't be real. She can't actually be mad about it. She's with Jake.
Yeah, maybe the producers were like, everyone be really, really mean to Jessica.
For no reason.
And they had to.
For no reason. And Jessica's like, well, do you have real friendships? Like, what the hell? I don't know. So then we get the scene of Jared and Jessica in the parking lot. And, yeah, Jessica says he wants someone to love. And I guess he's looking for that and he hasn't been able to find it. And that she had no idea about the PTSD and wonders if she should be worried. And he says he goes to therapy and he repeats what he said last season about feeling like shit all the time. And they're both crying. And she says she'll always love him. And maybe they shouldn't hang out as much, which I didn't realize they hung out a lot. But because, I mean, she does live in California, but they kind of agree they need space from each other, which I guess, you know, I'm sure Kelsey did say it. You know, is it emotional? It clearly is emotional for them to be around each other. So it's a tough situation.
Yeah, that was a sad conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of feel for Jared.
Yeah.
And especially because, like, obviously Jessica knows him really well. She didn't treat him very well when they were married, but, like, she knows him really well, and it's good to have someone that knows you and, like, sees you that way. So it makes me kind of sad for him just being in, hopefully he has people like that around, you know? So then Juliet and Alyssa have a confrontation. Juliet apologizes. Alyssa says what you did was out of line. And basically she's like, I would never try and come between you guys. And Alyssa's like, really? Phone calls and text messages aren't coming between us? And Juliet says, well, I didn't know what you were. And it's probably none of my business. And Alyssa says, yeah, it isn't any of your business. And Juliet's like, I don't want to be that girl. But it's not just one-sided. So that's interesting. I don't know.
I think Juliet was being the bigger person in that situation. Obviously, she messed up, but she was very mature about it. She wasn't trying to fight. She was trying to resolve things. And then she gets up and walks away, which I think was a good move on her part.
Yeah, and, you know, Alyssa's kind of going back and forth with her, arguing with her, but Juliet doesn't take the bait, which normally she would, but she didn't. So that was good. Good for her. So she's like, I'll see you around. So that's the whole episode. I'd say it was pretty good, mostly just because I was worked up about the Crescent Club thing the whole time. Wish we could go back this weekend, but we can't because you're going to be in California. That's okay, though. You'll have fun. Mm-hmm. I'll find something else to do. So what do you think?
Then wait, so what was in the preview for next week?
Oh, we get Ish talking about how he asked Madison to move in with him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for them. I hope it works out. I love them.
Me too.
They're my favorites.
Me too. You can really feel the love between the two of them. I don't know. It's like very palpable. They really love each other. Love it. I think probably that he means in LA, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess that would make more sense.
And I noticed over the weekend was Madison's birthday. Happy birthday, Madison.
Happy birthday.
And I think they were celebrating in LA. I know Ish was there. I don't remember if anybody else from the show was there, but I remember seeing the tag, like the location. They're somewhere in LA, so good for them. And then Alex gets mad at Chloe for being nosy. Yeah, she deserves that. It was she was really annoying this episode. So we have a couple weeks left. Let's see, what's today? February 25th is the day of the episode. And then so we have, I think, just 2 more weeks left, right?
Aww.
Yeah. So there's a, I remember them saying something about double dipping episodes. So next week might be a double, but I know the finale is a double. So it's exciting. Mm. Sad though.
I know. I love this podcast.
Yeah, this has been really fun. Yeah.
We'll do another podcast.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. We'll put on the Siesta Key feed. What?
We should do a Bachelor in Paradise podcast.
Oh, we totally should. Oh, my God. Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, oh my God. I have so many thoughts already. People that I think are going to be on it. Yeah, it'd be a fun time.
I hope McKenna's on it.
Yeah, McKenna's
your
favorite.
I love McKenna.
Yeah. I hope Tammy's on it.
Oh. Me and Laura fought during, well, I mean, we weren't fighting.
We just disagreed.
Disagreed.
Vehemently.
Largely about Tammy. I did not like her.
Well, I liked her up until she was obviously being a bully, but I still really like her.
She was bullying my friend, McKenna.
McKenna. I'm hoping for a Tammy redemption arc on Paradise. I'm hoping Tammy finds love.
I don't.
No, Tammy. She's badass. She's a house flipper wrestler from Syracuse. How can you not love her? I love her.
Well, McKenna's a fashion blogger from Canada.
I know, but have any of her fashion choices been notable?
Her big hair clip.
That's a choice. I'll give you that. Well, anyway, I think that's it, guys, as much as we love to keep hearing ourselves talk on the microphone. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bye.